war god woke and laughed in savage glee till all the world the vibrant echoes heard of clash of arms and belching cannons roar. Reverberant through quiet hills and vales, the fiery, thrilling message sped of call to arms to youths, soft sheltered in parental love, whose eager eyes reck not of mother's love or father's tear-gemmed pride. They dropped the spades, the arts of peace, and panoplied for war. And all day long, youth trenched and trained and drilled and marched till one chill darkness and a rain-drenched street, the tramp, 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 the martial tread of youthful feet. Our longing could not stay a farewell siren from a troopship gone into the shuddering hour before the dawn. And in her grief, her strangling, dry-eyed grief, the mother heard. And father, gripping hard his pain with pride, was given as 'twere a badge. You sent your son. Was ever word more false? God sent his son, I read, perchance believed. Dear God, not now. Christ went, I know, accoutred in the truth, to die if need be, as indeed he knew. Consent? I grant you, there should be consent. Reluctant yielding, man is not as God, and mother, in her tears, must also yield. So youth, with crystal dreams and golden hopes, went forth to die if need be in the cause, but slain or no, to win a hero's crown. Deck not my pride with lies, my friends. I did not send my son. He went. And he lies dead in France.